song says, God is my all in all. God is my all in all. Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone. As always, a blessing to greet you on Sunday morning. And thank you for coming to church today. I know these are very warm and humid days here in Philadelphia. But God woke you up this morning, so it's good to be in God's house today. And especially thank you for coming in the midst of all that's going on in our world today. The fact that COVID-19 is still very much a reality. And we have to be very careful as we gather in spaces like this. This is going to our third month of public mass. And to my knowledge, no one has gotten sick in this space like this. And I pray that remains the same. But it's very, very important that we, first of all, if you don't feel well, please stay at home and pray. Amen?
Amen.
It's always the church's teaching. And secondly, when you come to church, everyone's required to have their faces covered. And you're not speaking, of course, or singing. So please follow those directions that we try to model here in the sanctuary. That's a non-negotiable. And also our social distancing, unless you are part of a family, we invite you and ask you to maintain that distance and respect each other's property and distance from each other. All those things will help us to maintain this place of worship, we may come into God's presence. So thank you for coming. I know a lot of us are still uncomfortable gathering in spaces, so the courage to come to church and to be together, I want to thank you for doing that. Let's always be safe as we do so. And also, I want to thank you for worshiping us, those who are visiting. Anybody visiting us today? If you're not a member, please stand. We might acknowledge your presence and welcome you today. All visitors, please stand today. Welcome. 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 It's very simple to join our parish. You simply send an email to myself or Father McConan and let us know you want to join us. And that's it. We put you in the rolls and you're part of the family. Anybody having a birthday this week in this August days? Any birthday persons, please stand. Any birthdays? We got a few. All right.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Opportunities. Next Sunday, of course, we have our regular men's ministry. All men of the parish are invited to join us. We meet downstairs about 8:45 before Mass, and of course, we come to Mass afterwards. And so it's a men's ministry. It's a great ministry here at St. Martin de Porres. Very happy. Round of applause for our men, and thank you to them for their great gift. All they do for us. And that being the case, we have a special opportunity for our ladies. Sister Marie, would you come up and explain what's going to happen on Thursday for our women's Bible study. So, Sister Lynn, we adjust the microphone for Sister here.
And let the church say, amen.
Amen.
And thank you, sister, for leading us in that, leading you, I should say, in that very special ministry. This after Mass today, all parents and children who are preparing for confirmation, we've sent letters out to you. Father has reached out to remind you there's a meeting in the church hall, so go out the back front door to the church, right down the hall. We'll begin immediately after Mass to keep everybody's your day going. So parents and students receiving confirmation, you know who you are, we'll meet you in the church hall immediately after Mass. I want to thank everyone who was part of the food distribution last week. We gave away 77 bags of food. Amen? Is that wonderful? Wonderful. All those in that ministry, would you just stand just to ask to thank God for your ministry? I know many of you were part of that. Please stand up. All those who were in that ministry last week, thank you so much. Thank you. I know Father McConan and Deacon were out there as well. That's faith in action. To go to church and then go out to church and to spread that good news. So it's a wonderful, great ministry. So we'll do that on a regular basis to make sure we're doing our best to share our blessings with other people. Normally, we would have a missionary speak to us this first Sunday of August, but of course, of COVID and traveling, our missionary cannot be here. However, he wrote a beautiful letter, his appeal letter is in the bulletin, acknowledging the fine work being done in India. So we are a church that is big and Catholic, not just here. And so please, we do not today be generous that collection. I will send Father his check next week. So we did not have it today. Add something to your regular collection for the missionary in India to make sure we can share our good news. And finally today, you might have seen petitions in the back of church. We've decided to send a petition to our mayor, our district council person, and L&I, and streets and sanitation persons to acknowledge, first of all, the things they are doing that's good. I understand that Lehigh Avenue was clean yesterday, but 24th Street continues to be a major, major issue. So, as I said last Sunday, we cannot just come to church, sing, praise God, receive communion, and then go home. Whether you live here or not, you worship here.
Yes.
And it should concern you. It should bother you, as it bothers me, that parts of our city do not have the services other parts have. It's an issue of injustice and inequity. And we just can't say, well, that's not my problem. It's not church. It's not our faith. As the great John Lewis said, when you see something wrong, you have an opportunity, an obligation to do something about it. So together, I don't see a whole lot of names, but I'd like to have everybody's name on this petition. We'll do it again next week. We missed you this week. But sign your name, and I will sign, of course, as pastor. And let the people know who are in charge. We want the same services that anybody else has. We deserve it. We pay taxes. We're part of this community. If our buildings close down, from 23rd Street to 24th Street, it would tear apart this neighborhood. Our school, our convent, our church, our rectory, we are part of this neighborhood. This is our community. And it should bother you and care that we don't have all that we need here. There should not be trash and mattresses and tires in our community. That's not the way, not my North Philadelphia. It's not my North Philadelphia. It's not my North Philadelphia. And it's not yours as well. And so let's continue to use our voices. You want to call 311, that's fine too. But I think a collective petition that simply says, thank you for what you do. We understand this is tough times for our sanitation department. We want to make sure that we have what we deserve here. The more blight you have in the community, you have more crime. A 7-year-old child was shot yesterday in West Philadelphia. Little baby, just playing a game. And the only way we can stop our violence is to have a deeper respect for all human life. To say God is my all in all, and God's presence is in you as well. And we have to do a better job of helping each other to know we are all part of God's family. White, black, male, female, cities, it goes on and on. If we're church, we go out and try our best to be good for each other. And so I invite you to sign that petition and do something good as you leave Mass today and this week, whatever it may be, but to build up our beloved community. And God bless you. And have a great day.
Please stand. I heard a little baby crying during her service. It made me think about this story. There was a bishop who was preaching, and there were hundreds and hundreds of people, and a mother had her baby that was crying. And so she got up to leave, and the bishop said to the mother, "Please don't leave. The baby is not bothering me." And the mother turned to the bishop and said, "I know, but you're bothering the baby." I think it's great to hear children in this place because we are our parish family.
Yes.
We want to see children, we want to see everyone here. To worship God together. Deacon did a great job with his homily. Hope everyone has a good and blessed week. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Mass has ended, go forth. Glorifying the Lord by good luck. Thanks be to God.